ask you a really, what I consider a very critical question. Should the state of Washington invite children who want to change their gender to flee from another state to the state of Washington and then provide them with sanctuary and promise, we will not tell your parents where you are, we will give you shelter, we will give you access to what they call protected health services, which includes gender changes, can include puberty blocking chemicals. At some point, depending on how far you take this, it could include chemical castration and double mastectomies for otherwise perfectly healthy and normal young ladies or girls under the age. And that's exactly what's being proposed at the state legislature. It's Senate Bill 5599. And I wanted to talk to Senator John Braun about that. Senator Braun, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Lars.
What in the world are your colleagues thinking, saying that Washington State should become the destination for runaway kids who say they want to change their gender, and the state will give them a place to go, pay for many of the procedures, and promise, cross their heart and hope to die, that they won't tell mom and dad where their lost kids are?
It's unbelievable that they're proposing this legislation now. Some of that stuff is already in law, but the key thing that this bill, Senate Bill 5599, does is say, we'll do all that, and we won't tell your parents. And that's the thing that would essentially disenfranchise, you know, loving parents who deserve to have a say in their in the care of their teenage children, and it would eliminate that. And that's just, that's both for folks who live in the state, and, you know, as you say, if a child under 18 came from anywhere in the country and showed up in Washington, showed up at a shelter and said, I want these type of services, they would be prevented from telling their parents, where the parents of this child, where they're at. It's unbelievable that's what they want to do with this piece of.
Well, and Senator Braun, it almost sounds like a criminal act to me. I mean, there's a thing called the Mann Act that says if you take a young lady or a young boy across state lines for immoral purposes, well, if the home state of that child says we're not going to offer this kind of stuff to the kids, say Idaho, and the kid says, well, I'm going to go to Washington State, and the state of Washington is going to pay my expenses and hide me from the parents, how does that not constitute some kind of criminal act by the state of Washington?
Yeah, I'm not an attorney, Lars, and I can't speak to whether it'd be criminal or not, but I certainly think it's immoral, what we're proposing, that we are allowing this. And just to be clear, under current state law, and I don't agree with it, but under current state law, kids can access these services. What they can't do without this new law is their parents know about it, so their parents can be involved and work with them and try and find the right answer. And I don't think that, you know, irreversible solutions are the right answer. But the key part for me is that parents need to be involved, and this bill will eliminate that. That's just plain wrong.
Okay, it's Senate Bill 5599. So let me ask you this, Senator Braun. You're a Republican. The Democrats are pushing this. Are there any Republicans who've broken ranks and said, we'll back this nonsense too?
No, there was a straight party line vote.
Okay, so when your Democrat colleagues stand up, how do they answer that question of how is it right for the state of Washington to conspire to keep this child's location and perhaps even status, I mean, whether or not they're healthy, whether they're okay, how do they justify keeping this secret from parents?
Well, they obfuscate. They try to talk about something else. They'll say, well, this is about kids that might be in an abusive home or neglected or were cast out. Well, here's the thing. The law already allows them not to contact parents if it is obvious that child is coming from an abusive environment. The current law allows that. That's not what this bill does. This bill says for children who are could be coming from perfectly healthy, normal families who want to pursue this avenue, they don't have to tell their parents. So the other side, they try to talk around it. They try to say we're making claims that aren't true, and they try to, you know, like I said, obfuscate and keep folks from understanding what this bill really does, which is separate parents from their children during a very difficult time. Nobody should want to do that.
Senator Braun, the other piece of that is when they say the kid may be coming from an abusive home. Fine, file a report with the police, have the police go and investigate, as they're supposed to investigate claims of child sexual abuse or physical abuse. And if they find no evidence of abuse, shouldn't that child be returned to the parents?
They should. In fact, you know, this is the crazy thing about this bill. In many other ways, the Washington State has been very aggressive in trying to reunify children with their parents. But on this very ideological issue, you know, the majority, the Democratic majority, just kind of ignores that. So in other cases where we weren't talking about, you know, this type of health care, if we weren't talking about gender-affirming treatment, just to be specific, then they would be all for, they would likely be for reuniting parents and children. But in this case, it's ideology. They can't get past that.
Well, the other thing I want to ask you about from the bill, Senator Braun, you mentioned gender-affirming care, what they call gender-affirming care. I call it chemical castration, double mastectomies, and mutilation of a child. They also mentioned maternity services. Now, are they actually talking about, you know, young mothers, teenage mothers, and giving birth to a baby, or are they actually using maternity services as a euphemism for abortion?
Well, in both of these cases, this interesting thing, it gets into the weeds a little bit, but the bill, as it showed up, just said protected health care. They were undefined. Last night, against our votes, they defined those to mean gender-affirming treatment as defined in the revised Code of Washington. But that's if you actually look into that definition, it's very broad. It could include any a number of things, potentially up to and including surgeries. And they also broadened, originally they said abortion. They broadened that to say reproductive health care services, which of course includes abortion, but can also include all kinds of other reproductive health care services that are frankly, you know, troubling that children below the age of 18 are doing this, you know, without the involvement of their parents.
So they might take literally a young lady who's pregnant, who comes from Idaho, comes in to say Spokane, and says, "I'm pregnant. I don't want to be pregnant, and I want an abortion." And the state of Washington will facilitate that in the state of Washington at taxpayer expense, using both government and private facilities, and specifically without telling the parents. That's what they're proposing.
That is exactly what could be allowed under this. Now, I want to be clear, not all that is, some of that's already permitted under other misguided law, but what you described, as this bill would allow that to happen.
Unbelievable. And the Democrats are voting for it. Republicans are holding the line. Is this thing going to pass and get signed?
Well, I think that's an interesting question. Of course, it's passed the Senate. It's off to the House. The thing I would tell you is that there's enormous public opposition to this bill. We had almost 5,000 folks sign in for this bill. 98% of them in the Senate signed in opposed. Strong. It's about 5,000, like 60 people pro, the rest all opposed. And from all walks of life, all political persuasions.
Senator John Braun with us. You got to tell your state lawmakers, vote this thing down. You got the largest one.